Special report. Small business owners, do you have payroll tax problems? If so, you must read this special report to protect yourself and your business from the IRS. It's very hard being a small business owner today, trying to pay your employees their paychecks every week and pay the IRS all those payroll taxes. A lot of times when money is short, you pay the employees first. It's a natural thing to do. You need to take care of your employees, even if you have to skip paying yourself. Besides, if you don't pay them, they'll quit, and you will have to hire new people all the time. And who has the desire or time to do that? If you owe payroll taxes, you are in danger of losing your business. The IRS doesn't care about your financial problems. They just want you to pay your payroll taxes. The IRS doesn't care if you can't pay your employees. They don't care if you put your employees out on the street. They don't care if you can't collect your receivables. They don't care if one of your largest and best customers just went belly up. They don't care if we're still in the grips of the Great Recession. All they care about is you have money that belongs to them, and they will do whatever they have to, even put you out of business, to collect it. They don't care who you are or even what business you are in. Penalties for failing to file and pay your payroll taxes are the kiss of death for any small business owner. They tack on penalties totaling 33% in just the first 16 days. And it doesn't stop there. The IRS adds interest on top of the penalties, too. It is not uncommon that a payroll tax liability doubles in short order. And if you don't pay them or work something out, they will shut you down. It's much less work for the revenue officer, as most are lazy, to simply close you down than work out an arrangement with you. The IRS will collect, or they will shut you down. It's as simple as that. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency on the planet. They have more authority than the President of the United States, and they have all the ways and means to do whatever it takes to collect what's owed to them. You didn't wake up in the morning, go to work, and say to yourself, "I'm not paying my payroll taxes," because you didn't want to. The money simply wasn't there. It's not your fault. 1 week, you're short of cash. It was a slow week, a customer's check bounced, or any number of legitimate reasons that just prevent you from paying the IRS. You're a good person. You figure you will make it up the next week. But then the next week comes and goes, and you realize you still don't have enough money to make that payroll tax deposit. And then the entire situation starts snowballing into an avalanche. Don't bother to call the IRS to talk your way out of this predicament. If you were to call the IRS and were able to get through after waiting on hold for an hour and tried to explain your situation, you might as well have a conversation with the wall, because they don't care. The IRS representative that you're talking to probably makes $13 to $14 an hour and is poorly trained. Do you think that they ever had to make a payroll in their life? Do you think they know what it's like running a small business? Do you really think they will have any sympathy for you? Not only is the answer no, but they can also dictate the fate of your case. What they will try to get while you're on the phone is all your personal and financial information. They want to know where you bank. They'll want to know all about your customers who owe you money. They'll want to know about the value of all your assets, like your home, cars, motorcycles, etc. Why? Because now they have all the information they need to levy your bank accounts, take your receivables, and seize your property. The IRS has the right to just come in and shut you down. Did you see the IRS hearings on TV lately? Did you see how badly the IRS treated and harassed all of those conservative, not-for-profit organizations? Did you see the high-ranking female employee who was in charge of this scandal plead the Fifth Amendment rather than telling the truth to the American people? Can you believe the IRS does these kinds of things to their own citizens? I have rarely seen any IRS employee be disciplined for violating the law. They just go about their job as if nothing even happened. How do you think they're going to deal with you, the small business owner? Let me ask you a question. If you were accused of a civil or criminal offense, would you go to court without a lawyer? I wouldn't. Well, it's the same thing here with the IRS. Owing 941 payroll taxes is a different animal than owing 1040 income taxes. it could turn into a criminal matter quickly. Why? Because the money you owe them for payroll taxes has already been deducted from your employees' paychecks for withholding purposes. It's not your money to begin with. The IRS has entrusted you to hold this amount on behalf of your employees and pay it over to the IRS when you issue paychecks. The IRS looks at this as if you stole from them. The IRS gives your employees credit for the withholdings and fully expects you to pay this amount over to the IRS at the same time you pay your employees. Even if your business is shut down, you're not out of the woods. After they padlock your doors, they will go after you personally. The IRS is a very special creditor. They don't need a court order to go after your personal assets, so your problem has just gotten bigger. It's enough to make anyone paranoid with the IRS stalking you, looking to get your money any way they can. There is a way for you to get help. Now that you know you shouldn't be talking to the IRS because they're not going to help you, you might be wondering what you should do. Where should you turn for help? The smartest thing you can do to protect your business and family is to have someone represent you, someone who deals with the IRS for a living. You need to get help, but not just from anyone. You need help from someone who is an experienced, competent professional and deals with the IRS every day, helping small business owners keep their businesses and settle IRS payroll tax problems. Hi, my name is Mike Lancey, and I specialize in helping taxpayers with IRS problems as well as small business owners like you. The first thing we do is meet with you and go over your situation and ways that we can help you. But better than that, our consultation is free. Once you decide to retain us, we step into your shoes and protect you from the IRS's abusive tactics. We take over all communications from the IRS on your behalf. You don't have to speak with the IRS anymore. We do. Not only that, they are not allowed to talk to you once you signed our power of attorney. Once they realize you have someone on your side protecting you who knows their tricks as well as they do, they have to step back and follow the law. Not only can we protect you from the IRS harassing you, calling you, and showing up at your front door, we can get those penalties reduced and in some cases completely removed. Don't wait until it's too late. Get the peace of mind you and your family deserve. Don't wait until the IRS has seized your accounts, closed your business, and added on penalties that add up to be more than the taxes you owe. You have the right to be represented by a third party. You have many rights you may not even know of. We know how to preserve your rights and be afforded protection. You have the right to sleep better at night and not with one eye open staring at the ceiling with indigestion because you are so stressed out and afraid of what the IRS can do to your life. Call my office today. Tell them you read this report and set up an appointment for a free consultation, and we can discuss the ways we can protect you and help you get your life back. Sincerely, Mike Lancey, MBA, EA, McKenzie Chase Tax Relief. Call 877-960-0242. Email info@mctaxrelief.com.